This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's happening, San Diego? Welcome into Gwen and Chris. We better get rolling right away here. We've only got about a half an hour with you, and then we turn things over to Sammy Leavitt and the Padre pregame show. Padre is starting a series in Cincinnati against the Reds. The Reds have dropped 15 of their last 19 ball games. That's the good news. The bad news is the Reds are starting a left-handed pitcher, and anytime the Padres face a left-handed pitcher these days, it's no good. Faced one last night. Chris Sale shut him down. No runs in seven innings. The Braves earned a split of that doubleheader. The Padres have to settle for 3 of 4 against Atlanta. Nothing wrong with that, of course. Padres back to the 500 mark. And now we'll see if they can climb back over that 500 mark against a Cincinnati team they took 2 out of 3 from a little bit earlier this season. Matt Scraby alongside here in the Odyssey Palace Studios, coming off of a full 4 hour workload with Craig and Annie, and I come in here and Annie and Elston,
yes,
Craig and Annie, Annie and Elston, and they're glowing, giving me glowing reports about your performance on their show. To which I said, where has that been on our show?
How did I know that was going to happen?
Yeah.
They
said you were great.
My skin was glowing. I had a halo over my head the entire time.
You're just trying to tell me it's a lot more relaxing working with them than it is with me?
Did you like when Craig said at the end, he's like, I didn't even make fun of you today. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, he probably wants to come back in here and take care of that mishap. But he'll get another chance.
And let me just spell the rumors. I am not moving.
You're not. Taking
Annie
over Braden's spot.
No, he is on vacation.
Braden is on a little vacation. We are kind of on vacation this week. We had
it's a weird week.
A little 1 hour get together yesterday after the first game of the doubleheader, which was, obviously, incredible, impressive. The way the Padres have fought back in these games and 5-0 down against the number 2 ERA guy in all of Major League Baseball. And they come back, win that ball game. It was the third time this year, Scraby, that they have rallied from more than 4 runs down to win. They only did that twice all of last season. This year they've had a 4-run comeback, a 5-run comeback, and an 8-run comeback against the Cubs. And so it tells you, what Mike Shildt is all excited about. This team plays with a lot of guts. They play with a lot of grit. They never give up. The Padres have done so many things great to this point in the season. I mean, start with those comebacks, but you can continue with their performance against, good teams, right? They've taken 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers twice. They've taken 2 out of 3 from Milwaukee, a division leader. They've taken 3 out of 4 now from Atlanta. They've taken 2 out of 3 from the Cubs twice, another good team. That's 6 series wins over, really, really good teams so far this year. The problem is they haven't swept any of those teams. We've talked about the need for a sweep somewhere along the line. And in winning all 6 of those series, they went a total of 7 games over 500. But then they gave it back by being swept by the Phillies. And, of course, we know the sweep by the Rockies.
Yep.
That gives it all back. And that's, the frustrating thing with this team. I mean, you look at everything they've done and everything that's gone well. I mean, if we would have told you before the season that Cronenworth would lead the team in home runs, RBIs, and be hitting 270, you'd take that.
I don't know if I would believe you.
Right. If I told you that Profar was...
I definitely wouldn't believe you.
Was in the running for, you know, all-star starter, hitting 339. Seven home runs, 31 RBIs. If I told you the rookie, Jackson Merrill, would more than hold his own,
mm-hmm.
20 RBIs, 289, seven stolen bases. If I told you that a month into the season, they'd acquire a two-time batting champion, and he'd come here and he'd hit 350 in his first handful of games, which Luis Arraez has done. If I told you that they'd acquire Dylan Cease right before the season, and he'd be one of the best pitchers in the league with five wins and a whip under one, how about if I told you that Yu Darvish would put together a 25-inning scoreless streak, would currently have an ERA of 2.08, and what if I told you further that Robert Suarez would be the best closer in the league?
You would tell me
the Padres were 10, 15 games over 500.
I had a feeling we were going this direction.
Well, that's the thing. This is a confounding team. They don't make a whole lot of sense, Greg.
They don't make any sense at all. And I heard you and Frank yesterday talking about it. And
yeah.
It's very true. It does not. You cannot predict this team. Sometimes in baseball, you could predict teams. You cannot predict this team.
You get a little feel for a team 50 games into a season. But 50 games into this season, I don't know anything. And I don't mind admitting it, because anybody who thinks they've got this thing figured out is lying.
They are lying because no one has it figured out. Mike Schilt doesn't even have it figured out.
I mean, you think
Mike Schilt would say, let's just drop three to the Rockies and take three of four from the Braves? No, he doesn't know why they dropped three from the Rockies.
They've gone in their last, let's see, their last three with the Dodgers, three with the Rockies, 10 games, they've gone 5-5. The five wins are over the Braves and Dodgers. No wins against the Rockies, who they lost three straight. And by the way, just so we're sure that the Rockies are terrible, they immediately left here and went to San Francisco and got unceremoniously swept there.
They did, yeah.
But here, they play like world beaters. So
it's the Bud Black curse.
It's the Bud Black curse.
It has to be. It has to be. And I was talking to a friend over the weekend, and I would actually have them play. Hold on, let me get Tony up here.
I think we've got Tony in Cincinnati.
I would rather them play the good teams well and the bad teams bad, because then when they play in the playoffs, they can play well.
Yes, but they've got to get to the playoffs in order to take advantage of what you're talking about. Tony is there in Cincinnati. We're so lucky to get to spend a few minutes with Mr. Gwynn. Hello, sir. How are you? How's the trip so far?
So far, so good. It was a little late, little long night yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
it was fruitful for the pods, and now we're here in Cincinnati.
Atlanta to Cincinnati. Give me a time frame on that trip.
It was
last night.
54 minutes. Wheels up, wheels down.
What?
Something like that.
That seems much closer than I thought it was going to be. I thought we were going 2.5 hours or something.
Oh, no. I'm not going to act like I thought it. I thought it was going to be long, too, but yeah, man, 54 minutes.
You guys taking a supersonic jet?
The Concorde?
No, you're not traveling. I mean, smaller areas traveled. You know what I'm saying? You're not...
This is why the West Coast teams have a disadvantage over everyone else.
In 54 minutes, I can't even leave San Diego County normally.
Exactly.
God.
Exactly.
All right, Tony. So the big question that I've had for 2 days, and I can't be the only one, is how do we explain the Padres? You know what I mean? I mean, this team that does so well against good teams, comes off the sweep with the Rockies, plays so well some games, can't quite get it together in other games. What is the explanation to this point, and how confounded are, you know, the players and coaches about what's happened 50 games into the season?
I would think they're far less confounded than we are on the outside. I'll start with that. I just think it's Jesse and I have been talking about it. I think it's less about who they're playing and just more about them, you know, and how they're playing. And, you know, you go through that Colorado series, would anybody say that they played well?
I don't think he said they played well, but he wouldn't say they played poorly.
No, I think he said the sky wasn't falling is what I believe he said at that time. That, So, I mean, ultimately, you know, they didn't play well, and they got beat. Like, this is, you know, it's the Rockies, but we saw last year a team that was as talented as any. If you don't play well, you're not going to win games. And so, in that rut, they didn't hit the ball well with runners in scoring position in particular, and they got beat. The series before that, they had good enough pitching, and they had enough timely hits. They didn't hit the ball that well in that series, but they also held the other team below what they did. And so, what you saw in the Atlanta series was a combination, the good pitching. I mean, you got good pitching really all four games that were played against the Braves. You got good pitching. Did.
Great bullpen and, yesterday, right?
Right. Good pitching all the way around. And then you had some great offense as well. And so, you know, I know sometimes we complicated it a little bit, but the Padres have not played consistent all year, and their record says as much. I mean, they are right at 500. And that's because they've played that way. And so I think what excites you about them is that they show a lot of signs of things that good teams do well. You know, they play nine innings of baseball. Whether it's a good nine innings or not, they finish the game. And they've shown the ability to come back. They've shown the ability to be able to put big crooked numbers up. And so, you know, it's just a matter of them doing that consistently. Let's say they play like a month span of just good baseball. No mess ups. You're just playing the game. I would bet that they start to separate themselves between wins and losses. And a large part of that is going to be due to the big dudes. I think part of what happened this last series was you saw some of the big guys get going a little bit or have nights where they, you know, were a big part of the offense. And you need that when you're playing against a team like the Braves. And so, you know, that's what changed in the matter of four games, basically.
You know, the one thing that you've been saying all year that I've been, you know, subscribing to, Tony, is that this team, as good as it can be, doesn't have the same room for error as maybe some of the other squads. Just because there's not, I mean, there's still great talent, but you don't have an over, you know, you're not totally dominating your opponents in terms of talent. You've got to play better, like you said, to beat them. And if you do, you know, have some hiccups somewhere, you're not always good enough to overcome them. And I think that has something to do with the perceived inconsistency as well.
For sure. This is a team that I think, you know, is a lot stronger now after the deal for Arise offensively than they were. But it's still a team that doesn't have a room where they can just go out and make a bunch of mistakes and still likely win, right? They don't have that kind of margin. So what you saw was them, they were relentless in that series against the Braves. And so, you know, even when they seemed like they were out of it in the game one, they just walked the Braves down in that game. And then, obviously, they lose the last game because Chris Sale was unbelievable. But that's a major, major part of for the Padres. And what you didn't see in terms of what you're talking about is very many mistakes. They didn't have any. I think they had the one at first base, and that was it.
Tony, Joe Musgrove back on the mound tonight. That's terrific news. Have you had a chance to hook up with No-No Joe, and how's he doing if you have?
I did. I talked to him yesterday, just in passing. Not really in passing, just kind of stopped with him to say, how you feeling? And he said he's ready to roll. So, you know, you don't typically worry about guys like him.
No.
You just wanted him to come through this healthy, able to you know, make this next start after this. Throw up, you know, however many. He's not, you know, Mike Shield just finished telling us he's not built up to 90 pitches where he was. He hasn't thrown since his last outing. So, you know, take that for what it's worth, 60, 65, 70 pitches today. How efficient can he be in there? How many innings can he get through by being, you know, dialed in. Now, again, he hasn't had thrown a baseball, hasn't thrown since that start, so we'll see how it goes.
And, of course, to nobody's surprise, Xander Bogaerts will not be in the lineup tonight. Tony, any update from Mike Shildt on Xander today?
No. No update. Mike Shildt virtually said it's pretty much where it was. They're still going to get some more imaging.
Okay.
So we'll see. You know, that's, you know, not the greatest news today that there is no update. But he's dealing with that shoulder, and just by the looks of how he came off the field.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't look great, so we'll see.
No, it did not. And, you know, I mean, I think Mike Shildt made a great point, though, yesterday. He dives and gets that ball that kept the run from scoring.
Absolutely.
In a game they won by one run. So it was, yep, a bit of a, you know, heroic play that Xander made there. Unfortunately, gets hurt doing
it. Real quick, those are the type of plays that they made over the weekend. No, Xander gets hurt on that play, but that prevented a run. There was one earlier that Manny made down the line that had it got by, that's a double. The double play doesn't happen. Who knows how that inning goes? The following pitch after he dove and kept that ball in the infield, double play, and they got out the inning. And those are the type of plays that they made over the long weekend that.
How are you doing, Tony?
It was a long weekend indeed.
How are you and Jesse and Dave doing?
Everybody's holding up okay?
We're good. I mean, we're good. I think we're a little raggedy today, but you know, that's the life of traveling and being a broadcaster in the big leagues, man. No complaints here.
You guys are a little punchy today, but hey, we'll have a great broadcast,
I'm sure.
Padres and Reds a little after 3:30 today. Musgrove, Abbott, the pitchers. Gwynn Agler on the call right here, 97.3 The Fan. Tony, appreciate it. Good catching up with you. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to you tomorrow before game two of the series. And we'll let you roll. We'll take a little break here. Come back one final segment before the pregame show on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, Gwynn and Chris. Good to have Tony on from Cincinnati. He's getting ready for the call. Sammy Levitt's getting ready for the pregame show. Crisello, Matt Scraby wrapping up one of the longest shows in recent memory. 23 minutes into it, we're down to our final 10.
I'm out of breath, man.
I know, I'm a little worn out. But guess what? Friday's a really good day on Gwynn and Chris. chance for you to come out and join us. Scraby and I will both be there. We're going to be at Spiro's in Coronado, not only enjoying some fantastic Mediterranean cuisine, but...
Give me some meat.
Oh, yeah. We'll be broadcasting live this Friday. We get started at 2 o'clock all the way till 5:30. We hope you'll come by and join us. There's good reason for you to show up. We're giving away Padres tickets. We got SD Legion tickets. We got Padres hats. We got shirts. We got bobbleheads. We got a lot of stuff to give away. And Spiro's is going to be donating $1 for every meal and another $1 for every beer to the Lucky Duck Foundation. They work to prevent and alleviate the suffering of homelessness throughout San Diego County. This is an organization that Peter Seidler was on the board, very fond of these guys, and they do great work. So if you get off work a little early Friday, make your plans to come on over the bridge. Join us in Coronado. Spiro's at the ferry landing. Scraby and I will be there from 2 to 5:30. We got a lot of stuff, as I said, to give away. You got to be there to win that stuff. Come on by, enjoy some great Mediterranean cuisine and the show this Friday.
I have some housekeeping as well. Stay tuned, because up next is the Sammy Lev EcoWater SoCal Padres pregame show on 97.3 The Fan. Also, tomorrow, Chris and I, even though we have another short show, we are going to be giving away some very nice tickets. Aaron Judge and the Yankees are coming to Petco this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Come out and support the Padres when they return from their current road trip. Tickets are still available for this weekend series against the Yankees at padres.com/tickets. But we may have some for you all tomorrow.
We're going to have some for you tomorrow, and I can tell you better study up your Yankee trivia, because I'll be coming up with a some kind of an amazing question for you to figure it out. You want to win those Padre-Yankee tickets tomorrow. I'm not worried about the Padres playing the Yankees.
No,
worried
they
about
play
the
well.
Worried about the Padres playing the Reds now and the Marlins after the Yankees.
Yeah.
Those are the two teams that concern me. But here's the one thing, and I got a few minutes. Here's the one thing that's really gone really, really sour for the Padres so far this season.
Oh, no, here we go. Someone on Twitter warned me about you being unhappy with the team.
I'm not unhappy with the team. I said the same thing for 2 weeks now. They've done too well to be 25 and 25. But as Tony pointed out, one hot streak can take care of that. The problem is they're not going to get a hot streak until they start getting some hits and runs against left-handed pitching. And the statistics are eye-opening, to say the least, Scraby. Do you know the Padres lead Major League Baseball in batting average against right-handed pitchers? They're hitting .274 against righties, the best in all of baseball. But against lefties, they're hitting .210, which is up from .197 last week. They've actually improved a little bit. They're 27th in baseball against left-handed pitching, and they're facing a left-handed pitcher tonight. They're also facing one Friday night when the Yankees get here, and Carlos Rodon will be on the mound. And when the Marlins get here next week, the Padres are going to be facing three scheduled left-handers. Now, I know it's only the Marlins, but can the Padres hit lefties?
If you can't hit lefties, you can't hit lefties. But what about Max Fried on last Friday?
Well, they cobbled together one rally, and they won a ball game. But by and large, they were shut down by Chris Sale last night. They were shut down by Austin Gomber last week.
Yeah.
James Paxton before that. Nick Lodolo. Ranger Suarez before that. And here's what's got to happen. If you say, why can't they hit lefties, it's the answer simple. Fernando Tatis Jr. in his career has crushed lefties. This year, Fernando's hitting .140 with two RBIs against lefties. Manny Machado has always crushed lefties. He's hitting .158. Ha-Seong Kim's hitting .190. Luis Camposano's hitting .133. Jake Cronenworth, who at least has the excuse of being a left-handed batter, is hitting .170 with one RBI, and he got that RBI Friday night against Max Fried.
I was thinking about you when he did that.
That's the only one he's had. These guys are stud right-handed hitters that, other than Cronenworth, that are not doing a thing against lefties. It's got to change.
There's something not wrong with Fernando, but I just can't figure out what's going on with him, because he had some games in the beginning of the year where you thought, all right, here we go. But it just has been a slow burn for Fernando this year so far.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, statistically, he's all right. You know, eight homers.
250, right?
Eight homers. He's hitting 249. Six steals. His OPS is about 100 points lower than his career. But mostly, it comes down to the fact that he's not hitting lefties. Fernando hits 290 in his career against lefties. Hmm. This year, 140. That's 150 points, and it's a smaller sample size. You don't face as many lefties, but still.
You wouldn't think it would be that low.
Yeah, he's toyed with them in his career. So is Machado. It's really up to these two guys. They've got to do some damage, and it's got to start tonight against, what, Andrew Abbott? This isn't exactly, you know, Koufax.
No.
Or Lefty Grove.
No.
Or
Kershaw
or Randy Johnson.
Yeah, just trying to think of lefties.
Those are lefties that, you know, if they shut you down, you tip your cap. You say, okay, I got shut down by a great left-hander. But they're getting beat by all kinds of lefties right now. And, you know, in order to get any kind of a hot streak, right, that everyone's kind of waiting for, you know, an 8 out of 10 where you can be 7-8 games over 500, you're probably not going to do that if you can't ever beat a left-handed pitcher. So this has got to change.
It's a cheat code for the other team. If you want to shut down the Padres, put in a lefty.
I mean, really, the Marlins are coming here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. You would normally think, we're going to clean up on the Marlins. Well, I don't know. They're facing Trevor Rogers, Jose Luzardo, and Braxton Garrett, none of whom are Hall of Famers, but all of whom are lefties. They've got to start doing something against these guys.
Dan says on the chat, Tatis can get hot and carry this team for a while. Yes, he can, but he has not gotten hot yet.
But he hasn't done that.
He hasn't done that since he returned, really.
Exactly, Scrib.
And you're right. And I want to see Fernando doing these great things, but sometimes when he leaves, you know, when he has a bad at bat or gets out or whatever, it just is like, what's going on, Fernando? There's no fire there.
Fernando, going into the season, how many people...
Me.
Raise your hand.
Both
had him for MVP this year in the National League. You know, you figure you got all of that stuff put behind him. He had a year to get loosened up last season. He's going to be the Fernando this year.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll ask you, compare Fernando this year to what you got on your fantasy team from Ronald Acuna last year. That's an MVP.
Yeah, that's it.
Where you're dominating game after game after game. I'm not asking Fernando to win it every night, but he's got to start dominating some games. And he's capable when he's hitting the ball in the gap, when he's stealing bases, when he's scaring pitchers to death on the mound because of his speed.
And you can see it like the game when he hit that home run against the Cubs. He was fired up. So that is still there. It's just he cannot get going to get into that mode.
He also, yeah, that's a good point, Scrib. He also, when he's that excited, I think it rubs off on the team. I mean, he's an emotional gauge of this baseball team. And with Fernando's being the fun-loving, high-fiving Fernando, you know, these guys are having a little more fun. They're posting, you know, more wins.
They are, and so, it just hasn't seemed like... You know, Jackson Merrill is a good what did you call Fernando? I was going to call it the lightning rod, but
a gauge.
Jackson Merrill does get people going in the club or in the dugout, but he's not Fernando Tatis Jr.
No,
yet.
He's not the guy that should be, you know, having to be responsible for that
exactly.
At this stage in his career.
Exactly.
So, you know, this is what I'm looking at. You know, I mean, obviously it's the Reds, but I'm looking at tonight. I'm looking at, can they get off the mat against a left-handed starting pitcher? I'm talking not two or three runs and eight hits. I'm talking eight singles. You know, I'm talking about a 7-8 run game with some extra base knocks, a home run or two, some stolen bases. You know, make it easy on Musgrove. He's returning, and he's probably going to give you five innings tonight. The bullpen, give them a little room to breathe.
I agree. They do play well in Cincinnati. in recent years.
Yes, but everything's been mixed up this year. So we will see what we get. It's the first of three in Cincinnati. Couple of other things real quick. The NBA's Eastern Conference Finals start tonight. Can the Pacers keep shooting 70%?
Probably not,
but the Celtics, you know, they'll be hoisting threes. I think it'll be interesting. Boston's a big favorite, but I wouldn't put it against Indiana. And I'm looking forward more to the other series, which starts tomorrow, with Doncic, who I can root against, and Ant-Man, who I can root for.
Yeah.
Minnesota, Dallas, I think that'll be a fun series. So.
Their press conference, him and Kat, the other night after they beat the
Nuggets.
They're
entertaining, aren't they?
They're very entertaining. They're like, what do you want us to do? We lost last year. We've already lost in the playoffs. Come on. It was
Anthony
funny.
Edwards, when Charles Barkley said, I haven't been to Minnesota in 10 years. And I think Anthony Edwards said, bring yourself.
Bring yourself, he did.
I thought at first he said, behave yourself.
Well, it could be.
But I believe he said, bring yourself. But, yeah, the Ant-Man, he's a lot of fun, and we'll see what happens. That series starts tomorrow. All right, Scraby.
Wow.
Woo!
That was tough, man.
Give me some water.
Are you okay?
I need a little water.
Oh, man.
Tired.
This is terrible.
All right, we got Sam Levitt, pregame show next. Let's beat a left-handed pitcher tonight. We'll be back at 2 o'clock tomorrow to talk about the victory. Until then, enjoy Padre baseball. For Scraby, for his new found friends, Annie and Elston, for Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, have a good rest of your Tuesday, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.